How do you find that river of fire out of the fourth dimension where you can intentionally go there anytime you want?
I began to teach the people, look, I am a spirit. I live in my body and I possess my soul. Therefore, my spiritual life becomes the most important. Who I am as a man, I'm a spirit. I'm not trying to become spiritual. I am created in his image and after his likeness. And so by God's design, I am a spiritual being.
Welcome into the Kurt Landry Podcast, where we're going to help you discover your kingdom destiny. My name is Daryl, and I'm really excited to spend a few minutes with you before we get to this very special episode. It's an interview with Rabbi Kurt Landry. He's talking with Pastor Philip Thornton of Legacy Faith Church out in Pennsylvania on the topic of the fourth dimension. Now, I know it's a topic that has been needing more content created around more spiritual guidance and significance into it. And so we've heard you and we've been listening for a long time now. And Rabbi Kurt is really excited, super motivated to walk through this teaching with you and how the fourth dimension from a biblical significance really applies to you in your walk with Christ today. And so just a few things before we get into this. I promise it's going to take about 30 seconds, okay? First thing, do us a favor, consider subscribing. If you're on YouTube, subscribe to our channel. We're incredibly passionate about giving you daily and weekly spiritual content. If you subscribe, that's exactly what you're going to get. If you're on Facebook, go ahead and hit the like button. Follow the page as well. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, do us a favor. Send those questions, those prayer requests, send it to podcast@kurtlandry.com. Okay, let's get straight to this episode with Rabbi Kurt Landry and Pastor Philip Thornton of Legacy Faith Church. Enjoy.
Shalom. Welcome to the Kurt Landry Podcast. And listen, I am so excited. This is a very special podcast. In fact, we were pretty well scheduled out, but you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit will just move in and we try to give him as much liberty and freedom because we honor the Lord with our time and our efforts. But listen, I had an incredible experience. It was also last minute at Legacy Faith Church in Harrisburg with Pastor Philip Thornton and his family. And it was just one of those critical meetings that we had. And we actually only had done a couple of Zoom calls together. We don't actually come out of the same river, although we kind of do, because you come from a Lester Summerall, I come from a T.L. Osborne. And so we have some rich heritage in our ministries. But one of the things that happened is we, in the getting to know each other, somewhere in a conversation, the subject, fourth dimension, came up. And you told me, hey, I'm teaching a series on fourth dimension. And I just like, it took me back because I'm actually probably going to write a book on this. I mean, I'm really seriously into it, but I haven't found anybody to kind of like bounce ideas off of. You know, we prophesy in part and we look through a glass dimly. So anyway, I want to introduce you to the Kurt Landry family here at ministry on the podcast. Pastor Philip Thornton, he's very experienced in the kingdom of God teaching. He operates under a strong anointing of that God has established an inheritance to increase power and wisdom and revelation. He's a lover of the truth. He consumes spiritual wisdom and revelation. He's like a Berean's Berean. He's a teacher's teacher. He operates, I don't know if he goes by the label of it, but he has a real apostolic insight to teach leaders. He's very strong in intercession and unity, not just in his region there in Pennsylvania, but he's been in 20 different nations. And his heart for his church and his family is getting people free from the bondage of sin, healing the brokenhearted, signs, wonders, miracles, and he's a lover of Israel. And we just want to welcome you, Pastor Philip Thornton, to the Kurt Landry Podcast. Welcome.
Amen. Well, God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for having me today. It's certainly my honor to be here and excited to walk down this road with you and have discussions about the things that God has made available to us. Amen.
You know, I would love the modeling of what we're doing here amongst leaders coming from, when I say different streams, obviously we are kingdom guys and we're born again, spirit-filled believers, and I get that. But I'm just saying, coming where the Lord has done us suddenly, he brings us together, especially with a controversial subject as the fourth dimension. Now, I know you understand this, and I do, that basically everything that really comes from all the provision is in the riches and glory of Christ Jesus. Jesus comes from the glory zone. So that's the fourth dimension. That's the height. That's the level. And so every good thing, in fact, when I first started down this subject, I was really going over our life over the last 34 years as believers. And the only thing that has fruit that remains were revelatory ideas and assignment out of the fourth dimension. Everything else was just good ideas. And so anyway, I want share with me about, like, how did you get involved? I'm curious, like, what caused this boldness for you as a, you know, you're a founding pastor, senior pastor of a respectable, you know, church, and you're respected amongst all these groups and highly honored, and yet you're teaching on the fourth dimension, which I would say intimidate some leaders. How did you get pulled into this?
That's a very good question. I think more than anything else, like anybody that actually comes into the fourth dimension, it's birthed out of a hunger for God, a hunger to know, a hunger to understand. For years, I've taught principles of wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, but with all you're getting, get understanding. And of course, one of my favorite passages of scripture to go to, Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things that are revealed belong unto us and to our children. And so through experience, I began to recognize that it was indeed the revelation knowledge of God, just like you said, that is that which is sustainable. Matter of fact, it's that which is eternal. Early on in my experience as a believer, through praying, through hearing God, through revelation knowledge, I learned that the things that I heard from God by revelation knowledge from God became a part of me. In other words, when you hear it by revelation, it belongs to you. And nobody can convince you that God did not speak that or impart that to you. So it becomes a part of your being. Well, that was the early stages of learning to walk with God. And from that, maintaining a hunger for God, God just began to draw me into an understanding that we don't have to live our lives based on what I call Pentecostal accidents. And that's where the glory realm manifests, but you don't know how. Or you don't know why, or you step into a miracle and you're grateful that the miracle occurred. But when you step away from it, you go, okay, what did I do? Did I have anything to do with that? Was it all God? Was it just sovereignty? What are these things? And God began to deal with me about the fact that he's not designed us to live lives that are filled with Pentecostal accidents. But if we will learn to use our faith on purpose, we can live a life filled with Pentecostal power on purpose, which then literally is, of course, as we're now discussing, the portal, if you will, into the fourth dimension, where the finished work of Christ is manifest because we access it, not just because God made it available to us. So there's a lot on how God led me into that. We'll talk about that going forward.
Well, listen, that is so powerful. I'm already, you're just, my wheels are spinning here. You know, the way I got into this is really is Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So I'm a brand new believer, like in 1989 and 90, and I'm reading this scripture, and I'm thinking, I'm totally mistranslating as a new believer, spirit-filled, and with no training at all. I'm a businessman that got radically saved in a bathtub. And the Lord clearly is one of those fourth dimension moments. The Lord said, I'm thinking to myself, I'll never find his way. Listen, I'm a type of person, I want to know strategies. I want to be intentional. I want results. I want deliverables. I mean, that's how God made me. I'm very type A. This is how I process. And so I was so devastated when I thought, I can't find his ways. He's too high, his thoughts. I'm wanting to please him. I'm wanting to transform my life. And the Lord totally stopped me in the middle of those thoughts and said, no, I can give you my thoughts and you can learn my ways, but you're going to have to come to a higher place, which I didn't realize back then that that's the fourth dimension. And, you know, and the scripture clearly says that, you know, when Paul's teaching really changed, it was in Ephesus, because you watch him in Acts and Romans and he had a certain level of revelation. But as you trail out his life, And Ephesus, in that prison, that's when he started having fourth dimensional downloads, and he started talking about, you know, three dimensions, you know, the breadth, the width, and the height, which is third dimension, and then width and height and length, but then he started to talk about height. When we go to height, he says, you know, and it says that God wants to communicate to us from those heights. That's where he sits. He sits at the right hand of the throne in the heights. And that's where all of our provision according to his riches and glory, all provision, all revelation, all comes out of the fourth dimension. So share with us. I know you teach this. People are saying, okay, how do I do this? Where do I start if I want to transform into this accidental, I love the way you say that, Pentecostal, where you kind of just are running through your life and all of a sudden you find a sparkler. It's 4th of July just recently, and you light the sparkler and you have a great service and you go, woo, woo, and you get something from the sparkler. It's good, but then it's out. How do you find that river of fire out of the fourth dimension where you can intentionally go there anytime you want? Pastor, teach us, how do we do that?
Well, Rabbi, the first thing, of course, and we all teach this, and it's something that you have been very effective in teaching, and of course, and that's identity, right? One new man, the identity in Christ, those types of things. But everything to me as it relates to the fourth dimension, if you want to understand how you access it, part of it is going to come from you understanding your makeup as a human being. Now, my spiritual father, Dr. Lester Summerall, was very, very, very strong in teaching spirit, soul, and body. Now, I on purpose began to teach our congregation not spirit, soul, and body, not taking it apart, but I transformed the order by which we say it just to clarify understanding. So I began to teach the people, look, I am a spirit. I live in my body and I possess my soul. Therefore, my spiritual life becomes the most important. Who I am as a man, I'm a spirit. I'm not trying to become spiritual. I am created in his image and after his likeness. And so by God's design, I am a spiritual being. Now, part of the revelation of the fourth dimension came to me, of course, reading the covenant and the covenant that God made with Abraham, as he went with Isaac up on the mountain to sacrifice Isaac, and there in obedience, when the blessing of the Lord came to Abraham there, he says in Genesis 22:17, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply you. And your descendants will be like the stars and like the sands. And I read that one time, and God began to deal with me, saying, look, I'm not just talking about numbers. I'm talking about dimensions. The descendants of Abraham, those who come to me through faith, have access or the ability to live in two dimensions at the same time. We're like stars and like sand. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And so that understanding began to unlock a lot of things for me as it relates to being able to access the fourth dimension and the ways that God has designed us. And so from there, the things that God has begun to teach, and again, we'll continue to discuss these, is the fact that sin, when sin came into the earth, mankind was brought under the subjection of three-dimensional existence. But God never designed man to be three-dimensional. Mankind was always four-dimensional. The immeasurable realm of the kingdom of heaven is where you and I were designed to live. And we were discussing this a little bit earlier. So what is the fourth dimension to us is actually the first dimension to God. And what we have to do in this is the life of the believer is not being conformed to the world, but being transformed to where what has become the fourth dimension to us becomes the first dimension to us. And that's where we're dwelling in communion and fellowship with the Spirit of God, living our lives as Spirit-led individuals, and therefore accessing truly the finished work of Christ. We can discuss some more here, but I'm sure you have some things to impart there.
Well, what I want to do here is I really want to teach our audience. I mean, you're a great teacher and this is so good. So listen, I want our audience and I want the family, Salem family, to hear this. Is what Pastor was saying is that he did a real practical, really habits and pattern in the service. So instead of saying body, soul, and spirit, how he was taught, and we've all said that, I have too, he said, no, we're a spirit first. So I think that starting out in the fourth dimension and backward chaining, as we would say in the Hebrew, back into the third dimension, that's a good place for you to start. A good place for you to start right now is to be able to say, I am going to mentally start processing as a habit and a pattern to number one, I am not going into the spirit, I am a spirit. And that you need to start there. And even in your prayer, our Father who art in the fourth dimension, in heaven. You know, so I really, really like that concept of being able to, so to say, reverse. Now, I've never heard this revelation before, the revelation you had about the Abrahamic covenant and the stars and the sand, meaning that we live in two dimensions at the same time. You know, we've all heard this, and I know you've heard this because you come out of the same similar background of Pentecostal, is that we're so heavenly bound, you're no earthly good. So there has to be a place where you can't just be always, you know, flaky and all. There has to be a place where there's spiritual download and then there's practical application of what you get out of the fourth dimension. How do you train your people to go into the fourth dimension, so to say, get the strategy or the architectural plan of the Lord, get the blueprint, but then bring it into practical building to where there's deliverables on earth? How do you do that?
Well, so again, you just mentioned it, and there's a key. It's a blueprint. The patterns are in the Word of God. Everybody that's listening to me has heard messages on being seated together with Him in heavenly places. And yet you realize right now I'm seated in this chair in my home ministering to you guys. And yet at the same time, I have access, not just access, but I'm actually living in spiritual dimensions. And you said that just a minute ago, and it sparked a reminder, the fact that the Lord began to deal with me about not calling it the realm of the Spirit, but calling it the dimension of the Spirit, purely not because there's semantics, and it might just be semantical, but it's really more about changing my mind. Changing your mind, because a realm is a kingdom. And so many times the believer thinks of the realm of the Spirit as someplace other than where they currently live, rather than, no, it's everywhere I am. The Lord spoke to me one day, Rabbi, about, gosh, several months ago about this, and I was praying for a friend of mine, and this is fourth dimension stuff, so this may be a little hard to believe, but it's biblical, and I'll show you in from the scriptures and can show you as much. But I had a very good friend of mine in the nation of India, a pastor that I minister at his Bible school, and he had a stroke, and the stroke completely debilitated him. And I had been praying for him, and so I was concerned for him, and I was interceding for him and ministering and just praying and speaking the word over him. And I was praying one morning. I said, Lord, if I need to get on an airplane and go lay hands on my friend, my brother, I'll do that. And the Lord spoke to me and said, why would you get on an airplane? I said, what do you mean? He said, everywhere I am, you are. Everywhere you are, I am. And there's no place I am not. When he said that, and the power of God hit me, and I began to pray, and instantly I realized fourth dimension, immeasurable. Time or distance had no separation upon me. I was able to move spiritually. Now, I'm not talking about I translocated out of my body, but I translocated out of my body. In other words, I didn't fly away and leave the chair I was sitting in, but spiritually, I was able to minister to somebody thousands of miles away. And believe it or not, just a few minutes later, he calls me on the phone. It's 3 a.m. his time. And he calls me and says, Pastor, thank you for praying for me. And so out of the, you know, so it's available to us. We just have to understand that's how God designed us.
Yes. Listen, I want to share this with you about the mind and the imagination. And, you know, when Joshua took over with Moses, as we were at in Joshua 1 and 8, he says, meditate on the word of God. And he said, day and night, that your way may be of great success. So there has to be some kind of mind transformation. So I want to throw this out. This is really big for me in the fourth dimension. You know, when God created us, he said, let us make man in our image, in our image. And so we say, okay, we're created in his image. We're the only creature on earth. We're created in his image and we're created to speak. That's why when, you know, he called Adam, he said, he could have named the animals. He said, no, I want you to be like me. You are in the process. What do you think it looks like? And he named them. He said, I'm good with that, whatever you want to call it. But then the key is what we're talking about right now. I want everyone to hear this, is imagination. See, so many, the new age and everyone has stolen so much of our power to be able to operate in the fourth dimension. Like it's the reason imagination is where creativity comes from. And when people have unsanctified minds, then they have evil imaginations. But with us as sanctified minds, let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus, the blood-washed, redeemed, transformed mind by the word of God has an imagination of realizing we are seated with him on the throne in the fourth dimension. That's where we should start. But these words that you're saying, the power of words. Now listen, I've been into behavioral sciences for like 40 years. So when these words and these exercises that you're teaching us are so critically important, because how you feel is how you're going to see, and what you say is what you're going to get. And people need to realize, if you want to start operating in the fourth dimension, you need to be doing like what Pastor Phillip's talking about. You need to be able to start with the spirit, and you need to be able to say, I am seated. It's even, there even science are coming out now that in the neuromuscular in sciences, they're saying when you say the words actually I am, it actually creates a science scientific reaction in the mind that other words do not. Why? Because what did God tell Moses? Say, I am that I am sent me. Because it wasn't so much that Pharaoh needed to believe him, it's that Moses needed to believe he was sent of God and God was with him. And so I think this is so powerful. So share with us more about habits and patterns and things that you do with your congregation and family to allow them to be more sensitive and more expecting of the fourth dimension.
So, you know, Rabbi, of course, we realize that this topic is going to take us all the way in through the millennial reign, because that's where we're going to live. But so habits and patterns for the people. Meditation, of course, is one of the primary. Meditation and confession. You already said it, Joshua, meditating on the word day and night, speaking God's word, continuing to keep God's word in your mouth and in your heart. It is the word of faith that we all speak. But I believe one of the things that I believe is recognizing, as you said it moments ago, image and likeness. We're created in God's image and after his likeness. God created us, and the Bible says male and female created he them, and then he gave them dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, basically all of that which he created. Of course, Psalms chapter 8, who is man that God is mindful of him, and the son of man that God will visit him, for God has made him a little bit lower than Elohim himself and crowned him with glory and honor. So again, the meditation process is understanding. So it's not just a vain imagination or an evil imagination, but it is a godly elevated imagination to recognize that God made you and I just a little lower than himself. He created us with abilities and capabilities that he expects for us to access. And so just because you have an ability or a capability, that can lie dormant throughout the lifetime of an individual, but it's through the renewing of the mind and, as you just said, awakening the imagination after the ways of God, after the things that God has designed us to walk in, that causes you to build an expectation. Well, the camp, the stream that I come out of years ago, a famous pastor said, expectation is the breeding ground of miracles. And so I understood that you'll never receive anything you don't expect. Well, walking and operating in the fourth dimension is going to be born out of your expectation to operate and function in that dimension. And so going back quickly to the Genesis narrative, where we're created in his image and after his likeness, right? But when sin came, the likeness of God was stolen from man. That was the righteousness of God. So we still remained in his image. We are spirit, live in a body, and possess our soul. But we lost the likeness of God, and it's image and likeness together that have the ability to operate in God's given dominion in the earth. So that's why God came to the earth as a man, Yeshua, and gives his life for us to restore righteousness so the likeness can be restored. But it's not just likeness restored, it's dominion restored. And that ultimately is the fourth dimension, is the ability to operate in dominion as a child of God, as a man of God, as a son or daughter of God in the earth. And so this is where again, as you said, okay, how do you teach the people? Well, the only way to do this is to feed them, build them. And so everybody that's listening, you're not going to hear this one time and just step off into the deep end, right? You're going to get into this. You're going to wade out into it. You're going to listen to it. You're going to hear God's word. You're going to get God's word in your heart. You're going to get your imagination moving into the place where you begin to realize that matter, time, space, and matter are not the dictators of your life. The word of God is. If God created the heavens and the earth by his word, and all things are held together by his word, then you too are held together by his word. How do we perceive Philip the evangelist was translocated? How did he come up out of the waters of baptism and immediately end up in another city to preach the gospel? It's because his substance was not hidden from God. And by faith, the fourth dimension, he was able to move from one place to another. Now, I know that this gets deep and people need to be careful about where they take this, but there are answers, like you said, patterns in the word of God that we can begin to access, and God will keep us in the middle of his will as we move into these dimensions of his spirit and glory.
Absolutely. I want to run this past you. One of my motivating heart issues as a pastor myself, a rabbi, is And it's a strong conviction I have, is that if people do not get the deliverables and the results that they want from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through the blood of Yeshua, then they're going someplace else. And we know that in the end times, there's a great falling away. And as someone who was involved in media and marketing and things for most of my life, I see, particularly in the woke world, how well-equipped and good they are at communicating their false message. And so I know that, so to say, we're up against it. If you operate in the third dimension, they basically, I think, if as a business person, I'm going to say they're going to beat us at this game because they've got more finance, they have more skills, they have no boundaries with spiritual boundaries at all. They can use all sorts of emotions to trick people and to do stuff. They can do lying signs and wonders. So the key is for me, I'm being very transparent, is that my thought is what they don't have is the anointing of God that comes out of the glory. The glory is in the fourth dimension. We have the upper hand. We are only going to win this. I'm speaking to you as a spiritual businessman. We're only going to win when we use our fastball. Our fastball is the anointing, and the anointing is empowered. So to say, the anointing is your phone, let's say, but the glory is powering it into the AC. You've got to go into the fourth dimension and plug into that throne. And from there, then we have the word that shall not come back void. We have the word that shall prosper in that which it is sent to do. We have the yoke breaking. And so now we have the advantage. And one of the things is, you know, Paul was telling in Ephesians 3, he says, it's my desire that you comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, length, depth, all third dimension, but the height of the fourth dimension. So could it be that the only true unity that's ever going to come to the ecclesia, those who are kings and priests according to the order of Melchizedek in the end times, could it be that we all have to make the first choice is not choosing unity, but the first choice is let's go and have an identity experience in the fourth dimension of glory to find out who we are and what we're called to do. Because once you're operating with fourth dimension people who understand the glory and the anointing, then there is no competition. There is no confusion in that. That is all removed because God is not just a unifier. God has an assignment for each one of us. And so I want you to respond to that. That's very personal for me. I've actually never shared that before on the air. But my concern is that we're losing the game because we're not playing with our fastball out of heaven.
Well, I would have to agree with you from that standpoint. And yet, I also agree with you, the advantage that we have is the fourth dimension, the anointing, the immeasurable realm of the kingdom of God. The advantage that you and I have is the finished work of Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who declared through the voice of the prophet Isaiah, I am God. I am the one who has declared the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. So there is nothing in the end that's going to change, and there's nothing in the beginning that's going to change. God has already declared it and has already been in the future and in the past. God doesn't dwell in time. You know this. I know this. And so therefore, time is irrelevant to God and the kingdom of God. So what we have to recognize is that it's the fourth dimension that gives you access or the ability to operate in authority even over time. It doesn't mean that time's not going to keep going on in life and you're going to have another birthday. But what it does mean is that, like you said, in the height, in the things that God has made available for us, that we have access to everything that the blood of Yeshua purchased on Calvary. Was the everything that he purchased as the Lamb of God slain from before the foundations of the world, which is everything that he makes available to us as the ruler, as the King of glory, the King of heaven that rules throughout all eternity. And so therefore, like you said, the advantage that we have is the fact that the anointing brings us into the place where everything that God has done is made accessible to us. Artificial intelligence, the three-dimensional realm, and the realms of wickedness, whether it's the highest level sorcerer, witch, or warlock, or whether it's just a businessman operating under evil imaginations and feet that run to do evil, those things have no competition as it relates to the born again blood washed believer. Again, though, and like you and I are talking about, as long as that believer has learned to access the mind of Christ and the heart of God and the finished work, God will give you wisdom in due season, or give you wisdom to thwart and overthrow whatever wisdom of the enemy. That's why Jesus told the disciples, take no thought for what you're going to say, for I will give you words in that moment. And that's because they, as disciples, as believers, were literally fulfilling the gospel narrative of what it means to be led by the Spirit of God. Unfortunately, in our day to day, the problem exists, and why we seem to be losing the battle is we become dependent upon the world system and not being led by the Spirit of God. But as you know, and I know, God has given, he said, I wisdom dwell with prudence and will give knowledge for witty inventions. I will give you the ability to overcome and take over and literally overthrow these systems that exist in the world system, and you will possess double in the land wherewith I've called you to possess it. So we've got an advantage, but we've got to exercise it.
Absolutely. I want to, we're going to end this session here with this prayer, and I'm going to ask that you pray for the people to be able to take that next step in their own personal walk with the Lord into the fourth dimension. But before we do this, I've got a campaign that, so I'm going to switch gears a little bit, but I think it's critical with the fourth dimension. We're really feeling heavily burdened to pray for the peace of Israel. You know, the situations are such that in the north particularly, you know, people don't realize that they're really about 2 years out from finishing what's happening in Gaza. We have to get the hostages out. And they're already moved a lot of the equipment from the south to the north. And I know you're a lover of Israel. And but I want to be able to, you know, we're going to start this campaign, but I want people to pray for the peace of Jerusalem in that fourth dimension. And a lot of that has to do with out of Isaiah, where it says, put me into remembrance of my word, let us contend together. When you're praying, I'm just using this as a fourth dimension example of prayer, and I'm going to have the pastor, we're going to close out with this, and then we'll have another session. We'll have session number two, where we're going to go deeper into this subject. And people are saying, wow, you're already deep enough. Well, you know, you can go ahead and order your spiritual snorkel there at Legacy Church. You can, I don't know if you have them yet, but it'd be a good product for you there. But here's the key. I want to share this with you at this time. It says here, this is all fourth dimension. This is David. I was glad when they said to me, let us what? Go into the house of the Lord. That's the fourth dimension. Our feet were standing within the gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem was built as a city that was compact together. Please hear this. Where the tribes go up. All the tribes need to go up to the house of the Lord. The tribes go up for a testimony to Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord our God. If you want the biggest clue I can give you, if you say, I need a habit and a pattern to be able to stay in the fourth dimension, not just having that Pentecostal sparkling experience, but if I'm going to stay in it, then you need to stay into a habit and pattern of gratefulness and thanksgiving. You need to go up and give thanks to the Lord. Verse 5 says, and the thrones are set for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. You have to understand that when you go into the fourth dimension, and Pastor mentioned this earlier, what keeps us in the garden and not in the glory is sin. Because the sin cannot go into the fourth dimension. That's the power of repentance. That's the power of putting on the new man. You have to, you know, there's a steps in this and what we're talking about, but you have to put on the new man to activate the inner man to enjoy the fullness of the love of the man, Christ Jesus our Lord. But it goes on to say here in this prayer, and the reason I'm saying this, 34 years working in Israel at a very high level. I don't know what's going to happen. And the Lord is not revealing it to me even as a prophet out of Israel for all these years. But I do know this. In the fourth dimension, I can go into his throne and say, Father God, in Yeshua's name, I pray for the shalom, nothing broken, nothing missing, of Yerushalayim. And when I just say those words, in the fourth dimension, I say, Father God, I agree with your decree that King David spoke, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And then here is the blessing of all my provision and all my protection comes out of the glory of the fourth dimension. Here's the blessing. May they prosper who love you. Your prosperity and your peace, your finances, your healing, your everything you need comes out of the glory. And the Lord says, if you'll speak these words, I will change. I want your imagination to see cups of provision being poured out from heaven into you, bringing peace. May they prosper. May they have peace within their walls, prosperity within their palaces. For the sake of my brethren and my companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord God, I will seek the good of Israel in this time. I want to encourage you all to download our we're going to have a special prayer time, and I want you to be able to join us for that. And I want to just say this as I'm going to ask Pastor to pray for us. For me, covenant restoration of the one new man. When we are one new man, he created in himself one new man, thus making peace. You're going to go into the fourth dimension. You have to be at peace. You can't go in confusion, frustration, stress, and strife. So receive Jew and Gentile. What you're watching right now is Jews and Gentiles as one new man who support and stand with the kingdom of God. Then you need to receive that new inner man, the new man. Father God, I receive that new man. And may my inner man, my mind, my thoughts, my habits and patterns, I am, as Pastor said, I am a spirit. I live in a body and I have a soul. But the fullness of that soul will be transformed by the love of God. The fullness is the love that you were completely paid for. And that love is sitting in the fourth dimension at the right hand of the Father, and he's asking you to come sit with him. Pastor, will you pray for the people to receive the glory and the power of what you carry in your life, leading people into this fourth dimension, please?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Be my honor. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise and thank you for every person who's under the sound of my voice. Lord, you watch over your word to perform it. And so, God, as I speak your word, I thank you that there will be a performance of this word in the life of every hearer. Holy Spirit, you said, arise and shine, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon us. So, Holy Spirit, I decree now by the authority of a higher priesthood under the order of Melchizedek that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in their lives and upon their lives. And though darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people, God, your glory shall be seen upon them. Now, Father, Isaiah went on to declare, so I decree, according to the word of the prophet, that their hearts shall be enlarged in the fear of God, that each and every one will have an increased capacity to know you, to walk with you, to understand your ways, that, Father, they will not succumb to the limitations of three-dimensional existence, but they will understand that you have given them access to taste, handle, touch, see, and experience the power of the world to come. And so, Lord, I bless them. I call them blessed as you have blessed them. And I thank you that you will increase them more and more, them and their children, again, according to your word. Holy Spirit, thank you for the work that you've begun. You have promised that you will complete. So I pray, God, for the anointing of completion in and upon their lives. Father, I decree it now and I declare it by the authority of the name of Yeshua. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Pastor Philip, tell us, how can people get a hold of you? Give us your webpage and what's your contact information, please?
So certainly. You can go to our website. It's simple. It's just www.legacyfaithchurch.com. There is a contact portion there that's on the website. Or you can just reach us by email at admin@legacyfaithchurch.com. Of course, and then we also have social media, a YouTube channel, Legacy Faith Church, and then, of course, also on Facebook, etc., at Legacy Faith Church. Pretty simple.
So your YouTube channel, what's the name of that? How do they find you?
Yeah, it's just Legacy Faith Church Media or Legacy Faith Church Harrisburg.
Wonderful. Well, we're getting ready. We're going to go ahead and do a second broadcast on the fourth dimension. But one of the things I want you to be able to do as you go into this next one, I want you to be able to go to kurtlandry.com/vault, V-A-U-L-T, 4D. I had a vision, a literal vision in the courts of heaven that I shared, and I've actually put it together. You can get a free download of this prophetic word, and it will really, really help you. And so go ahead and download that now, if you would. And so then when you come back next week and Pastor Philip and I are going into this next dimension, you will have read this, and then you'll have some good foundations to go even deeper into what the Lord is doing at this time. Pastor Philip, thank you so much. What a powerful time. This has just been so anointed. I'm so glad to follow the Holy Spirit in this. And Lord, we pray blessings over all of your family. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that at this time that you are going to bless Pastor Philip and all of those who follow him with a powerful blessing out of Zion in Yeshua's name. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next week.